And no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death.
Sonia, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Gracias. Gracias por venir.
So Marcos Calderon will remain alive in our hearts. Our memories. He reminds us all that we are dust.
This is the Andy McCallan. I'm probably ignoring your call, so please leave a message.
Fucking teenager.
This enough for you to make an arrest? Care to comment?
Have some respect. This is a cemetery.
And you? You here to interrogate the widow?
I'm just here to watch.
Me too.
What's your story gonna say?
Chicken winner off the hook as illegals continue dropping like flies.
That's too long of a headline, don't you think?
That's all people read these days. I gotta shove it all in the title. I heard he was getting better and then got a respiratory infection. Lucky bastards. That was your star witness right there.
Someone else will come forward. People, sooner or later, they get tired of being scared.
Can I quote you on that?
No.
Episode 4, Hen House, Part 2.
Hey, Andy, open up. Andy.
Shit, it's open. 1078, you copy?
Copy.
I'm gonna need assistance. Ranger Andrew McAllen's home was unlocked. Looks like someone trespassed. It's a mess. Andy. Where you at? You all right? Who's there?
Oh, shoot. Please don't hurt us. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was married. He didn't say.
He's not.
Well, howdy, partner. Eileen, this is Cindy. It's Cindy, right? Cindy, this is Eileen, and I'm Andy. Andy McAllen. You want to join us?
Come on, shut the fuck up.
Can you say that again?
1022, all good. Please disregard.
Disregard.
I better leave.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Were you gonna shoot me?
I thought something bad had happened. That fucking blue car is still tailing us. People rather go to jail than get caught talking to me. What the fuck, Andy? What's wrong with you? Get up. Come on. Get up. Get up. Come on. Get up. Get up.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Hey, no. Ow. Ow.
Get in.
It's too cold.
Just lay back. Relax.
I'm sorry, Eileen.
I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Andy. It's okay. Stay put. Hello?
Hey, it's Monica. I couldn't reach Andy, and I was wondering if you're...
Yeah, he's out sick.
Oh. Well, I went ahead and got the information on the chicken winner layoffs from his email. Hope that's okay. I felt it couldn't wait, so I just...
Wait, you have access to his email?
We can access all work emails if needed.
Good to know. I don't think he'll mind.
Okay. So, I think Rob Kaczynski was making the threats. He worked at the farm for some 20-plus years, then was fired so they could use his salary to hire 4 illegals. 4 for the price of 1. That's what one of his rants/posts says.
Is that still up?
Yep. I took a screenshot just in case. You need an address?
You think you can get a hold of Wendell, just in case it gets ugly?
Wendell? Really?
Well, Andy's out sick. I have a feeling I'm gonna need backup.
Oh, I almost forgot. I ran that license plate number you gave me. Plates were reported stolen 3 days ago. There's not much else. Sorry.
Don't be. That's when we started investigating. You just confirmed they were stolen so they could follow us.
Cientos de manifestantes salieron a las calles para exigir respuestas ante el fallecimiento de Marcos Calderón. Ahora son 20 los muertos por la fuga de nitrógeno en una de las granjas de la empresa Chicken Wing.
When you listen to the radio in Mexico, do they speak English?
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
I don't think they do. Not sure why they do it here. More protests. It's exactly what we need. I thought your people toughed it out and didn't complain.
How do you know what he was saying? He speaks Spanish?
Un poquito. Wife's Cuban. What are you looking at? You seem on edge.
Just searching for a blue sedan.
Why?
Andy and I were being followed.
Are you sure that's the house over there?
Yeah. Confederate flag on the front porch. It's not a very good sign.
Well, maybe he's a history buff.
Looks like plenty of his neighbors are history buffs.
Well, if you don't mind, let's find out. I don't want to stay too long in this neighborhood.
Mr. Kaczynski, you home?
Yes?
Mr. Kaczynski, we're with the Texas Rangers, wondering if we can come inside and talk to you for a minute.
Why?
We have a few questions regarding your former employer, Chicken Winner.
You delivering my severance package?
Well, we wouldn't know anything about that, sir.
You two look like a joke.
How so?
A black and a Mexican walk into a bar. I'm kidding. Okay, come on in. Make yourself at home. You want a beer? Game's about to start.
Longhorns, nice. I'm UT alumni.
Same. Best years of my life.
What'd you major in?
Agricultural sciences.
Oh, that's impressive.
What about you?
Criminology and criminal justice.
That makes sense. I wrote this thesis in college. It was a business model for an organic farming company before it was popular. Before Whole Foods and the whole shebang.
Sounds visionary.
It was. I poured all my savings into it. After graduating, I got a loan, but I couldn't compete with the likes of Walmart and learned the hard way.
Is that when you started at Chicken Win?
I did know a lot about chickens. I thought it'd be temporary, but the bank was always on my ass. They took a bunch of stuff, and I stayed with Chicken Winner ever since. Got to know that farm inside out. That the store you came for?
We understand you were let go in March.
Yes, so what's this about?
You've seen the news lately?
It's horrible. I see it as a blessing now. I could have been there. I'd be dead already. You know, I'm like that guy that almost got on the plane.
That's what this is about.
You get along with your coworkers?
Well, what kind of question is that?
It's just a question.
Well, they weren't my best buddies, but sure, I got along with them.
What about Enrique Rincon?
Poor guy. I saw he was one of the 19, or 20 now. He was okay. We didn't really talk. Didn't have much in common.
You ever threatened him?
What? Threatened him how?
As in a death threat after losing your job?
I may have said something. You know, I was angry, but not that angry. I don't like where this is going.
No, I was simply trying to...
Please, just leave.
Sir, we saw your Facebook posts. You were ranting about losing your job.
You saw my Facebook posts? Is that the incriminating evidence? You never felt so impotent that you just got to put it out there? 23 years working at the same farm, and one day they tell you, hey, Kaczynski, we're sorry, but we got to give you the boot. There's plenty of folks willing to do what you do for way less. It's not personal, it's just business. Then they lie and say, I'm not doing my work right. So I say to hell with that. You're talking about that Facebook post?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, go ahead. Let's see how that holds up in a court of law.
Well, we're not in court, sir. We're not here to arrest you. We would have done that already if we...
Rock, you okay, man?
Who's that?
The neighbor.
Hey, man. Saw a police car parked outside. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything is fine.
I wasn't asking you.
Excuse me.
Wendell, take it easy.
I said I wasn't asking you. Are these assholes harassing you, Rob?
It's okay. Officers, if you're not accusing me of anything, then I'd like to continue watching the game.
Oh, we're not done here.
Wendell, don't push
it. Eileen, let me handle this.
Why don't you listen to the lady, pal? We don't want you here. You don't do shit when there's riots, fucking animals trashing our streets, and now you come here and treat us like we're the criminals? I pay my fucking taxes.
Sir, I am going to have to ask you to step out. You're obstructing a police investigation.
Police investigation, my ass.
Okay, sir, turn around. Hands behind your back.
Oh, no fucking way. He's just looking out for me.
You too, Mr. Kaczynski. Turn around.
Help! We're getting arrested for nothing!
Shut the fuck up, Eileen. Get Rob.
Wait a minute. You can't arrest me.
Wendell, I think we should come back.
That's an order.
I didn't do jack shit. This is bullshit. Fucking abuse of power.
That's Rob.
What are you doing to him? Let him go.
Hey, let him go. Why are you arresting them? You guys got nothing better to do? The real criminals are out there.
Jesus, we're getting surrounded.
At a possible 10:34, we're going to need backup quick. All right. Please stand back. Texas Rangers, we are taking in a suspect.
How the fuck am I the suspect? You got a warrant for me?
I said shut up. Everyone, stand back. I said stand back.
Let them go then. They didn't do anything. You cowboy fuckers just coming into our community to prey on good people. Get the fuck
out. I said stand back.
Copy. Backup is on the way.
What are you gonna do? Shoot us all? You'd love that, you trigger-happy son of a bitch.
Help! 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 They're hurting me! Help!
Shut up.
You okay, Rob? Well, what they got you for?
Nothing. Nothing. They came in. No warrant. No nothing.
Listen, tell them to stand down. We'll let y'all go.
You're lying.
We'll do it.
You ain't taking them anywhere.
Guys, it's okay. Everyone stand back. Do as they say. Please.
But these fuckers are...
I said stand back. Do as they say.
No one's getting arrested, all right? You're all free to go.
What the hell are you doing, Ranger?
I'm cooling the situation.
I gave you an order.
And I'm gonna have to disobey it, sir.
Lady's right. Let me go, too.
Wendell, I'd rather shoot one of these guys. We're gonna get lynched.
All right, everyone. Show's over. Let's all pack it up.
You did the right thing. Could have ended in something much worse.
Worse than the cops surrendering to the mob?
It was damned if you do, damned if you don't. This was the least bad outcome.
Yeah, the cavalry was late. They let us die alone out there. And you disobeyed a direct order.
We were getting surrounded. It was two of us against...
No, it was cold feet. That's all it is. Don't try to spin it like you did the smart thing.
I saved your ass. You should be thanking me.
You saved yourself. Big fucking surprise.
Hey, quit being ugly. We're all on the same team here. Rob Kaczynski didn't do nothing. His alibi checks out. You two were barking up the wrong tree.
Rein her in, Major. I mean, this thing you got going on is cute, but you gotta rein her in.
What thing?
Look, I can't... I won't be out in the field with someone who doesn't have my back.
He'll come around. He's just too proud to see it right now.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, huh? It's pretty much every day for me in this office.
I'm not too sure about this.
The office is a sausage fest. You're the only one who kind of looks like me. All you gotta do is drive the squad car. I'm gonna be following you. Here, put my hat on.
Where am I driving to?
Just drive. Just see if the guy shows up.
What if I get pulled over?
You're with me. We're the cops. What's wrong? Monica. It's okay. Speak up.
You know what DACA is?
Yeah.
I'm DACA. So, technically, I'm undocumented. I know I seem I'm scared most of the time, but I'm not. I'm just being careful.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I know about your dad, but I assumed you were born here. Like me. How come they let you work here?
DACA grants work permits, and Raf... I know you and him are close, so I think it's okay to say. He helped my dad, and he's also helping me.
Wait, what do you mean we're close?
You two seem friendly. He seems like a good boss.
Huh. That's funny. Wendell said something like that. Listen, if you don't feel safe, I don't want you to do anything.
It's okay, Eileen. It's okay. I want to help. Just thought you should know. I mean, I thought you already knew.
Are you sure about this?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so drive slowly so he can see you, and I'll be a few cars behind.
You see anything yet?
Nothing. You see me?
Yeah. Maybe let me get a little further.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you like working with us? Do you like cops?
I like you and Andy. Raph, too. Most people in the office are nice.
And your friends, your family, they don't give you shit? They know where you work?
Some do. But they don't know much, don't really want to know. They jump on the bandwagon because it's easy. It's easy
to... Got him.
What?
The blue sedan. Two cars to your right.
What do I do?
Just keep driving straight. Don't worry, he's not going to get too close.
Okay. Just driving straight.
On my call, you floor it. Want you to be safe. I'm going to pull him over. Ready? One, two, three.
Pull over. Pull over now. Turn off the car.
...1038 approaching driver.
Sir, step out of the car. Out. I said step out of the car now. Out. Now. I said out. Hands where I can see him.
Please don't shoot. Please don't shoot.
What the? You've been following me and my partner. Why?
Please don't shoot.
Hey, you with somebody else. Don't move. I said don't move. Hands up. Hands up, I said.
It's okay, officer. You can leave her alone. She's got nothing to do with this. My name is Arthur. Arthur Jacobs. I just told her to get any plate and follow them. That's it. I was curious as to where the investigation was going.
Curious, huh? Sounds like you were worried. That's not exactly what your girl is saying. You know that car was stolen, right?
I'm done talking to you. Get me my lawyer. Chicken Winter Corporate Counsel, Graham Rivera. Please let him know I'm here.
You don't need a lawyer anymore, pal. Your girl talked. And you keep contradicting yourself and wasting my time, I'm gonna bury you in the can. I got plenty of other shit to deal with.
He used you as bait. What a gentleman, having you do his dirty work.
He felt he was in trouble, that's all. I volunteered to help.
So he did something?
What?
Otherwise, why would he be in trouble?
He was the regional manager, and a bunch of workers died on his watch. That's why... I'm done talking.
What you got?
Nothing. He's not saying anything. We can't nail him for having his girlfriend tail you. We can get her for stealing the license plate, but that's it. I told him she'd talk, but that dog won't hunt.
She's done talking, too.
Man wants his lawyer.
Let's push harder.
We only got a little wiggle room here, Eileen. Some random idiot tweets we didn't get his lawyer. Next thing you know, we got 1,000 folks against us complaining about police brutality.
Give me 5 minutes with him. Let's switch. We called corporate counsel, Mr. Jacobs. But they're probably going to be late. They got a lot to do. It was hard just getting them on the phone. You tell me what went down now, and we can cut you a deal. We know the prosecutors. They know us. Everyone's willing to meet in the middle if it saves time. Your company, they're not going to come in and save you. They'd happily throw you under the bus. I mean, Rob Kaczynski, you probably fired him, right? Same thing applies to you.
I didn't want to fire the man. He was a veteran of the farm, for God's sakes. I was forced to fire him. And he was getting sloppy.
Blame it on the system. Pass the blame all the way to the top.
I'm not blaming anyone.
Well, you should. Because they don't give two shits about you. No matter how many years you've been with them, what you've done, how hard you've worked, how loyal you've been. I'll come clean. Ralph, my boss, he was fucking with you. Your girlfriend didn't talk. I can tell she loves you. She would do time for you. Can you say the same about corporate counsel? Your company? Not only are they going to disassociate themselves from you, they will be perfectly happy to let you rot in jail. I mean, even the mob has higher standards. At least they look out for your family while you're on the inside.
I'm not sure Mr. Jacobs promised you I represent the company.
Mr. Jacobs is employed by the company.
For now. And he's not the company. We're not responsible or liable for what one of our thousands of employees may say.
Oof, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want that guy playing defense for me. Your Honor, he's my client, for now. But he's not the company, he's just one of thousands.
Motherfuckers.
You tell us what went down and save us a major headache and we will help you out. Or we eventually find out without your help and we come after you hard.
You give me your word? Look me in the eye. You give me your word?
You have my word.
My girl. She's not facing any charges, is she?
We could argue conspiracy, but we'll let it go. We'll even forget about the license plate.
My ass was on the line. I knew I was the next Rob Kaczynski if Marcos Calderon went ahead and formed a union. Some of the other farms would probably follow suit. Corporate made it clear all this had happened on my watch. They were going to kick me out. I got a fucking mortgage. I got bills.
All this helps. We're all human here.
I didn't mean to kill them. I wanted the nitrogen to leak, then mess with the cooling system. It was supposed to explode at room temperature. We needed a legitimate reason to fire Marcos Calderon. We couldn't just tell him to fuck off like the other Mexicans. So I came up with the reason. He was in charge of some of the safety protocols, and one of those machines explodes. Then it's his fault. It was supposed to explode overnight and not hurt anyone.
Why didn't you need a reason to fire him?
He wasn't exactly an illegal. I did my research. He had asylum papers. Some bullshit claims about escaping violence in Mexico.
And the door? The workers got locked in.
No, nobody locked it on purpose. It jammed. The system had been malfunctioning. Rob Kaczynski, the guy we fired, he was also in charge of systems maintenance. We were all working three jobs or more. Chicken Winter was cutting costs every 6 months.
Is that it?
That's all of it. I'm not a killer. I didn't want them to die.
I'll do what I can for you. You have my word.
Hey, now you're the one dropping by my desk. I'm feeling a little less guilty. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to thank you. Did you see the Dallas Morning News homepage?
No. Chicken Winter off the hook, regional manager arrested. Well, at least we fixed half the headline.
How?
It's a long story. What are you thanking me for?
This was personal to me. Like Las Pelonas' case was personal to you. My dad, he could have been one of those workers. Me too, who knows?
Yeah, it's still personal. You did great. It was a team effort. That reminds me, I should probably check in with the others who helped out.
You don't sound too happy.
Why would I be happy?
You solved the case. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I guess this one just left a sour taste in my mouth. Same with Las Pelonas. I guess Ralph warned me about this. To be honest, I just feel bad for everyone involved. I gotta call someone. I'll catch you later.
Okay, sure.
Rincon Auto.
It's Eileen Castillo. I just wanted to let you know we got the guy who did it. But maybe you already saw it in the news.
No. I have not. Who?
Mr. Jacobs, the regional manager.
Enrique liked him.
Yes, it's complicated. Are you there?
Yes.
Can't discuss the details right now, but I just wanted to let you know there will be justice for your son. Mr. Rincon, did you hear what I said?
Yes, I'm sorry about your car. I got paranoid. I thought the company had sent the same people.
It's okay. It's fine. And as I said, you'll be fine.
What about Sonia?
Sonia Calderon? Oh, she's my second call. What about her?
I took her yesterday. They got her outside her home.
Sorry I'm late. Chief wanted to go over this year's budget.
Ooh, defund the police?
Nah, just bad management, that's all. So you want to meet outside the office? What's going on?
You know I hate asking for favors.
Bet I get the sense you're about to ask for one.
Sonia Calderon, Marcos Calderon's wife, widow. She's at an ICE detention center. They want to deport her. I need you to pull some strings and get her out. I feel shitty. For a while, I thought Marcos was a suspect. I thought he lied because he smelled the nitrogen leak. Turns out It was the chicken. The chicken was smelling because of the temperature. Anyway, we need to help his wife and get this right.
Eileen, I just can't do that. ICE is the federal agency. I got no business telling them how to do their job.
You must know more than one person over there.
I do, but the law's the law. You cut a deal with a murderer without me authorizing it, and now you want me to do this?
Her husband is dead, Ralph. And now she's getting deported?
Now she'll get a trial first.
Ralph, this is exactly why we are where we are. This is exactly why views have changed. People won't talk to us.
I wouldn't blame that on us. We've done our jobs well. We gotta know when to stop.
I know, we're not the bad apples. Keep our heads down, do our jobs, blah, blah, blah. I know what you're gonna say, but you also said character. Character is what makes or breaks a cop.
Oh. Okay, you're good at throwing my words back at me.
I listen, Ralph. And this is it. This is where we draw the line. This is where we can show character. Sonia, she's got no asylum protection like her dead husband, so why not come and try to protect her? Can't we say she's a witness or something?
I can't lie, Eileen.
You know what? Fuck character, Ralph. It's about being human. Being a human and then a cop. I know you helped Monica's dad. I know you helped her. Why not help one more?
I can't promise anything. Those folks over there are unhinged. They feel they're under attack. And
I know, I get it. Just do what you can. It would mean a lot.
I'll do my best then.
I'm sorry.
About what?
I can't follow your advice. I tried, but I can't.
What advice?
It is personal. And it always will be. I can't help it. And it is what it is.
Open begins today. 84 golfers, including Trevino, Nicholas, Palmer, and Watson, will compete for the
wine for you, baby.
$50,000.
Chicken Winner seems to be in the clear after regional manager Arthur Jacobs was charged with causing the liquid nitrogen leak that resulted in the death of 20 workers. That said, there's now talk of a collective lawsuit against the Texan chicken meat chain, as some family members of the deceased are starting to speak up, claiming they were intimidated into signing several non-disclosure agreements. Here we have Felipe Rincon, father of the late worker Eduardo Rincon.
We are tired. You know? We are tired of being scared. I'm tired of hiding and of not being able to mourn my own son.
Hey, buddy, did you invite somebody over? Did you invite your cat friends over?
Who is it?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd come to visit you since you visited me. You know, I was thinking of trespassing too, but...
Very funny.
Oh, is that Merlot? Can I have a glass? Okay, bad joke. listen, I'm sorry. I hate that you saw me like that.
You gotta get your shit together, Andy.
I know. I met this girl, and we started drinking, and boy, did she turn out to be Frank the Tank.
Okay, don't blame it on the girl. What are you going to do, Andy? This needs to stop, and you have to stop it.
Hey, I have it under control, believe me. It's not going to happen again. I got carried away, that's all. Happens to the best of us. Look, I'm here to say congrats on the case. You did just fine without me. Not that you need me to kick ass.
You're a great partner, Andy. And I need my partner back.
Yep, be careful what you wish for. Well, you know, I wanted to tell you that. I guess I'll see you in the office.
Andy.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'll see you in the office.
Good night, then.
Good night.
Tejana is a production of Sonoro and Telemundo. Executive producers are Stephanie Beatrice, Renny Diaz, and Carlos Quintanilla for Telemundo, and Jasmine Romero, Camila Victoriano, and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro.
Directed by Alejandra Lopez.
Produced by Andres Russo Vargas. Our supervising producer and line producer is Sofia De Antuniano. Our project manager is Gustavo Aguilar. With performances in this episode by
Stephanie Beatrice as Eileen Castillo, Jonah Platt as Andy McAllen, Patrick Page as Ralph Tuffin, Gabriela Torres as Monica Gomez, and Phil Lewis as Wendell Brady. Paco Lozano, Laura Gomez, Tom Paulino, Danny Bolero, John Crawford, Brett Tubbs, Emily Rellis, Taylor Coriel, Karina Ortiz, Eileen Clark, Monica Delgado, John Moreno, Christian Hatar, Joey D'Alfonso, Megan Bagala, and Jamal James. Post-production supervisor, Israel Piz Perez. Our story editor is Jasmine Romero. Script coordination by Paola Estrada. Casting by Jasmine Romero, Christian Hatar, and Camila Victoriano. Audio engineering by Hector Fernandez. Our dialogue editor and sound supervisor is Daniel Padilla. Sound design and Foley by Alex DeWinter. Our music editor is Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score by Laura Cruz and Hector Fernandez. Assembly and mixdown by Alex DeWinter. And mastering by Israel Piz Perez.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.